USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline back to $3 a gallon. And we can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States. The Buffalo supermarket shooting suspect is receiving a 25-count indictment. It won't be made public until after his arraignment. The 18-year-old pleading not guilty to his previous indictment on a first-degree murder charge for killing 10 people in a hate crime. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 176 points. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
New water restrictions are going into effect for the Golden State.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert, and water supplies and surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect today. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures, approved by the L.A. City Council earlier this month, restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Baby formula has been hard to come by after a factory in Michigan shut down due to 4 infants getting sick from their formula, 2 of whom died. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, on Fox News, accuses the Biden administration of doing nothing from the beginning to address the shortage.
Instead of tackling the problem, they push it off till it becomes too great and blame somebody else. If they would lower regulation, have a meeting with their FDA, put hands on, why aren't they sitting in that plant months ago? What needs to be corrected today to make this safe to be able to produce it?
At the Boston Conference on Cybersecurity, FBI Director Christopher Wray says China, Russia, and other countries could be hiring cyber criminals for attacks. He says they found Iran-sponsored hackers trying to launch an attack on Boston Children's Hospital.
We were able to help them ID and then mitigate the threat. And quick actions by everyone involved, especially at the hospital, protected both the network and the sick kids.
The man who shot President Reagan is being granted his full freedom. On Wednesday, a judge freed John Hinckley from all remaining restrictive conditions. Hinckley shot Reagan in March 1981 and was sentenced to a mental hospital in Washington, D.C. for more than 2 decades after a jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.